Some of Prime Minister's Abiy Ahmed's soldiers are now prisoners of war, and the Tigrayans have been parading them before the cameras. The presidents of Kenya and South Africa say all parties must commit to ending the violence.
We expressed our conviction that there is scope for dialogue amongst the warring parties in Ethiopia, and that there is an urgent need for all parties to the conflict to commit to an immediate, indefinite, and a negotiated ceasefire and an all-inclusive political dialogue.
As the war draws closer to the Ethiopian capital, plans to defend Addis Ababa are intensifying. These women have joined a neighbourhood protection force to guard against advancing rebel forces. They've set up roadblocks, are searching vehicles for weapons, and are checking people's documents.
We women believe that random security checks on passers-by are very important. We also encourage others to do the same, because when we do this, we have no doubt that strangers will be caught.
Abiy has informed the nation that he's going to the front line, where he'll personally lead the army, and he's asked Ethiopians to join him in what he calls the battle to save the nation. The US is calling the military escalation alarming and says it threatens any diplomatic progress between the government and Tigrayan forces.
Addis is under great threat, and it also means that there's likely to be considerably more suffering, and people should leave now to avoid the worst possible scenario, which could be rebel forces entering Addis or starvation or deprivation.
Germany and France have joined the US in urging their citizens to leave Ethiopia, while the UN says it's temporarily relocating the families of its staff. Meanwhile, more than 2 million Ethiopians have now fled their homes, with reports of human rights abuses on both sides, and 7 million people are in need of food aid. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.